From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July 29th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that New Baltimore town officials have approved a measure to hear public comment on a proposed law to regulate solar arrays and solar collection systems. Town Supervisor Nikki DeLasanti said Greene County first contracted with the company Solar City to construct a solar farm in 2014. The company said that there would be enough room on a grid for the town to plug in, making New Baltimore the first to do so. DeLasanti said he has two other solar companies that have expressed interest in investing in the town. The supervisor said New Baltimore's building department has been in contact with a Phoenix-based company. DeLasanti also said residents with questions or concerns about solar panels must go before the planning board. He also advised residents to beware of scams and to be thorough in their search for a solar company. The public hearing will take place on August 8 at 7 p.m. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Hunter will proceed with plans to purchase two new $90,000 ambulances for the town's emergency medical service. The new vehicle would replace two existing ambulances, which have logged more than 90,000 miles each, Hunter Ambulance Administrator Greg Glenn Morrison said. He said, and I quote, "This is about our future as emergency responders. It may seem like a lot of money, but in this time, in this line of work, reliability and our ability to get people in need and get them to medical care is the priority, and you can't measure that in dollars," end quote. The town board voted to approve Morrison's proposal to purchase two 2016 Mercedes Type 2 vans on an all-wheel drive chassis. Officials also authorized Morrison to sell the vehicles currently in use. Morrison will update the board next month on the bids received for the construction of the new ambulances. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced on Thursday, July the 28th, that it has seized more than 1,100 pounds of undersized lobsters from Price Chopper supermarkets over the past 4 months. An investigation was launched in March after environmental conservation officers found undersized lobsters at stores in Binghamton. The law requires lobsters taken, possessed, bought, sold, imported, and exported in New York measure between 3 3/8 inches and 5 1/4 inches from the eye socket to the end of the body shell. The lobsters seized by the DEC were valued at more than $7,000. Price Chopper faces fines of up to $100 for each shellfish involved. The undersized lobsters were seized and later donated to the regional food bank in northeastern New York in Latham. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced July the 28th that the New York State Board of Historic Preservation has recommended several local attractions to the state and national registers of historic places. Those local nominations include the Hoxton Tower House in Hopewell Junction, Dutchess County. The distinctive Greek Revival home was built in 1850 for successful farmer William Hoxton and expanded circa 1870 for Albert Tower, an executive in the region's iron ore industry. Alter B. Parker Estate in Esopus, Ulster County. The 1860 estate, known as Rosemount, is nationally significant for its association with Alton B. Parker, 1852 to 1926, the chief judge of the New York State of Appeals and Democratic Party candidate in the 1904 presidential election, which was won by Theodore Roosevelt. St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Helderberg Evangelical Lutheran Church, in Bern in Albany County, completed in 1835, the transitional Federal Greek Revival-style church remains the rural hamlet's most impressive work of 19th-century architecture and as manifested in its overall scale, brick construction, and tall bell tower. Ankrum Hamlet Historic District in Ankrum, Columbia County, the district's buildings, sites, and landscapes retain much of their rural crossroad character and sense of place, reflecting the district's development during the 19th and early 20th centuries. And finally, the Newton Tabor Marvin Farm in Nassau, Rensselaer County. The architecturally and historically significant farmstead has continuous history of farming activity and occupancy that dates back to at least 1788, when it was farmed by Abner Newton, a native of Worcester, Massachusetts, and a veteran of the American Revolution. Julia Reichel reports in the Watershed Post about another death at Hunter's Catskill Falls, despite new safety improvements. Ezra Kennedy, a 17-year-old from Westfield, New Jersey, fell from the waterfall when hiking on July the 27th. The new Twin Clove Rope Rescue Team, a multi-department elite rope rescue squad, recovered his body from the bottom of the waterfall. In recent years, there have been several hikers who have died at Catskill Falls, a two-tier, 260-foot-tall waterfall that is New York State's tallest. A spokesman for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation told the Daily Mail that Kennedy, and I quote, had climbed up a staircase to the edge of the middle pool area of the falls so his hiking companions could take pictures from below, end quote. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. Finally, the Mid-Hudson News reports in the Daily Freeman that the Metropolitan Transportation Authority announced a projected fare increase for Metro-North Railroad riders. A four-year financial plan released on July the 20th expects fare and toll increases to stay at or below 4%. MTA President Thomas Pendergast said any specific increases will be announced in November. He said, and I quote, "We will see what our needs are, and if we do have needs for a fare increase, the staff will make recommendations for hearings to be held and then decisions to be made by the board based on that input," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 82 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 65. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and noon, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. And on Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:17 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 29th day of July 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.